Hey guys, welcome to Late Night with Get On My Level.
It's our new series where we take a piece of media, take it apart, analyze it, and kind of say what we're thinking about it.
It's not like our usual show. It's a bit different. Enjoy.
And tonight, we're talking about...
No! Stop!
Idea Trap. Oh, you messed up, homeboy. You didn't see this one coming, and now look at you. You fooled. You just got fooled.
Or the red title.
Yeah, oh wait. We've not done this before, have we?
Nope.
No.
Welcome to Idea Trap. I'm Sean.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Carnal.
And this show is about thoughts, concepts, the world, and hey, ideas.
Because Sean didn't think late nights was abstract enough.
let's get fucking weird.
Let's sit down on the old suede couch in our camo shorts and rub our knees together until friction and science begins.
Yup. Just like evolution or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something,
well, the movie. With Sean William Scott.
And
Julianne Moore.
Sam Neill? Was Sam
Neill? No, the dude from X-Files.
David
Duchovny.
Fox Mulder.
Yeah, Mulder.
So, Idea Trap is an idea that I had, a couple years ago that I made a pilot for. That was never released on a podcasting platform because it kind of never got taken off the ground. And in it, we discussed ideas, concepts, and thoughts by answering questions based on abstract concepts. For example, what if babies were born people? No.
he's saying no, that's the one.
Improv. No. For example, what if people were born babies? No.
They are.
There was a good one.
Wait, you mean, what if babies were born, like, adults?
Yes. What if adults were... Yes.
What if babies were born fully grown?
Something
that one.
Something along those lines. That was the pilot episode. But tonight, the question I present to you all for the Midnight Society... have you not seen...
It's a fuck, yeah.
Alone in the Dark?
Is it Alone in the
Dark? Are you afraid of the
Are
dark?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Is it a bunch of kids get...
Goosebumps.
A bunch of kids get around a campfire and they blow silver into a fire
that
pit.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, no, I want... Cocaine!
Get inspired!
This is a bit that's been coming back to me for so long, and it's just every time someone blows, I just remember the thing we did about people playing potatoes as instruments. Yeah, but the
idea I present to y'all tonight, what if all food was fancy? Now, my initial idea about this would be, imagine no matter wherever you go restaurant-wise, you're always going to be served by a gentleman in top hat and tails with a monocle. He's going to be like, oh, madame, monsieur.
So they're all French.
Madame, monsieur, we got a table under your reservation. And then they sit you down. Fucking nice velvet fucking thing on top of a table. You get sat down. They come over, they pour your water from like an old wine glass or like something. You put a can and you get your own water and then you order. And then you're just like, and then the waiter comes over and just like, oh, monsieur, madame, are you ready to order? And you're like, yeah, sure. So I'll have a Coke Zero, 5-piece chicken select meal. Can I have that large with some ketchup? Oh, certainly. And then everything comes over. It's all McDonald's.
So, Sean, this is just what you want the world to be like.
Is there dogs serving you?
Dogs running about.
It's just a painting of the dogs playing cards.
Yeah.
No,
that in real life.
Now, I mean, I don't want this.
Wait, so
I do enjoy the fast food system in which I can go to a restaurant and be like, okay, I'm done, and then out the door.
So is it just fast food, or is it just like...
All food.
So like, if I come home and my mom's like, oh, I'm going to cook you dinner, does she suddenly turn French?
Oh, that's a fucking... Like, meals from home. Is it?
You just open the fridge, like, oh, there's a fancy apple.
Yeah. Do you always have to make like a, you have to make like a YouTube video every time, and like all your knives have to be sharpened.
Well, my first thought about it was that like Instagram would just be fucking like awful. Yeah, like awful.
But would Instagram still be like that if every food was like that? Surely having normal, surely it'd be the opposite.
It's like,
the, like you've got a hamburger and like a greaseproof paper.
Yeah, a really shitty looking hamburger.
And like hipsters are just like, oh man, I love this. And people are like, yeah. Oh, that fucking, what, where can I get that?
Yeah, I love rustic food, man.
Where can I get a minced steak in a sesame seed bun with cheese on that? Where can I get that?
Yeah.
Are we just implementing this idea now? Or has it always been like this?
Yeah. Caveman times, like they're just like mashing like fucking, they're carving mammoths and then like fucking Salt Bay, they've got like the mammoth ribs and they're just like, madam.
They're just like cutting pecora off like
the big spinny
kebabs everywhere.
That was the poshest food in caveman times.
Motherfucker, kebabs would be amazing if they were like a kebab wheel in this fancy food environment where it's just like, you know how some people like they'll peel on things and then they'll like make into shapes and shit. Imagine instead of like getting straight kebab meat and then just like in a fucking like greasy box. And then you're away with it. No, it fucking like you curl it round, and then it stays in that shape. And then they build on top of it, and you've got like a structure.
You put the place on top of like a salad,
and then a little bit of chili sauce just on top,
drizzled around the plate.
Well, surely instead of like salt, they use like diamonds.
Yeah, people don't eat diamonds.
Yeah, but it's fancy.
People eat gold.
It reminds me. It reminds me of, there was a sketch by the lads, Axis of Awesome, where Superman goes to, like, dinner, and we're just like, oh yeah, so we made the pasta and we put kryptonite in it. It's like, wait, what? Like, sorry, I can't eat kryptonite. Oh, sorry, you didn't tell us. I'm like, well, like, kryptonite, that's a rock. You can't eat it. Why did you put kryptonite in the pasta? You wouldn't put diamonds on it.
Yeah.
I think salt would still be salt, but I think you wouldn't have conventional salt shakers.
Yeah.
You'd have the big fucking, like, all pepper would have to come from one of those big boys. The big fucking, like, one of A guys. You know?
Yeah, the big, massive, like, pepper shake, pepper grinders.
You wouldn't be able to get, like...
And the guy that always comes up and he's like, he, like, gestures and he's like, and then you say, yeah, and he's like, okay, say when. And then, like, he doesn't do it, like, long ones, he does little tiny, like, back and forth, so it's like...
Like a gun.
Yeah. But he does it at fucking 10, like 10, 100 miles per hour. He's like, when?
When?
And he's just like, oh mate, my fucking McNuggets.
Salted to fuck.
Yeah.
that'd be class when you actually like see like fast food fries like getting made and they're all kind of like there.
Like the fucking... Like Japanese restaurants where like it all gets made in front of you.
Yeah.
What are they called?
I know like, there's one of them. It's called like a Benihana's, but that's right. In America.
Yeah,
but,
like, where they like, just prepare it all in front of you, and then they just like
That
would be cool as fuck to see like McNuggets getting made.
This would also mean that inflation would go up a fuck ton.
But I think that it would adjust. Let's not talk about the economy.
Yeah. Because we're all very uninformed.
I assume that if it was happening since the dawn of time, then everyone has, like, adjusted to it.
I imagine going to, like, Tesco and be like, oh, so a pack of chicken nuggets, £20.
Yeah.
But would you still get a bag of chicken nuggets? Would every food counter on, like, every food, like, frozen section just be, like, a giant deli?
Would
you
just be, like,
in which you're, like... Which you go, I'm like, can I get some like some chicken strips? And they're just like, oh, certainly. And they pull out the chicken. stop.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There's different kinds of fancy, isn't there? Because like, you immediately went to the French restaurant where like, madame,
baguettes.
We croissant. Yeah. But like I said, there's the Asian restaurants where they like chop it all up in front of you.
Yeah.
There's like.
Like steakhouses.
Yeah, like...
I wouldn't say steakhouses are like a fucking Ribera steakhouse. That's not fancy. I mean, it's fucking high quality and it's kind of like, oh, mate, that steak's juicy.
Yeah, but what's fancy? It's fancy expensive.
Yeah.
See, I imagine, like, fancy is in, like, small but delicious.
Wee portions.
Yeah, small portions for like.
Yeah, like the what again? Fancy is probably again someone like Heston Blumenthal who just.
It's got like a vacuum that's connected to.
He's a fucking sponge with some basil and.
Fuck, how much is 200 pounds?
He's like, oh, I thought that was cake. No, it's just bread. I mean, that's just bread.
It's just bread with a bit of paint on it.
My mind was expecting cake, so that kind of adjusted me. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Heston Blumenthal, and I'm a chef. What do you make? Foods that look like other foods. Thought that was an apple? Roast chicken.
Fuck,
really? What's the red? You don't want to know.
It's blued. Why did you say it like that?
Because that's how you say my name.
Do you think
Heston Bloom?
Do you not think Gordon Ramsay would be a bigger pop culture icon than he is?
Well, you'd be like the president.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like because Gordon. A lot of people like to make fun of Gordon Ramsay because he's on all these reality shows and shit. But people don't realise just how fucking great a cook he is.
Oh, he's a great chef.
Oh, I remember saw a Twitter video of him once where he was like, hey guys, Gordon Ramsay here. Summer's here. Time to get the barbecue out. I'm going to teach you how to make burgers. And I was like, oh, he might just be like a normal guy. And then he made, like you said, like he made these fucking nice, like, tiny burgers that... They're all looked like Krabby Patties, like real Krabby Patties, and I was like, "Fuck, man, that's a burger." They're amazing looking. He's so good.
I imagine that everything you'd have to make would have to be fancy. Like, would it get outlawed? Would it be a thing where it's just like someone's got like an underground thing of just like.
Want some chips?
Well, it's that kind of like you know when like you take like a rich friend who's like been. Has been well off their whole life, and then you take them to fucking.
I mean, I'm unsure about this. I've seen enough movies about this situation.
I haven't had a personal experience. Like, you take them to fucking Wings, and they get like six wings in a paper bowl, and they're just like, oh my.
Yeah, what would happen to Chippies?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, because like, Chippies probably get most of their business when. Like late at night with drunk people. Mm. Imagine drunk people like sitting down. And,
give
like,
me a caviar.
Yeah, chips and cheese, mate. Chips and cheese, monsieur.
pommes frites and some Edam.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
That'd be class.
Yeah. I suppose it would just...
Mate, a munchie box would be class.
Yeah.
You've got amazing, well-prepared pakora.
Yeah.
Some nice, some slightly spiced naan.
Naan?
Yeah, naan bread. Oh. Like, have you ever had a munchie box before?
Probably.
It's just a bunch of greasy food in a pizza box.
Oh, yeah.
You got pakora, half deep fried pizza.
But imagine what like school dinners are like. Kids probably can't spell half these foods.
That's part of the test.
Hey, what did you bring? For some lobster?
Yeah, you said the economy would adjust. Would it? Would it? Because like food is expensive. Like good,
already.
Like, fancy. Yeah, like you got like a. A Five Guys is like
a tenner.
Like a tenner for a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot.
And they're good burgers.
They are good burgers,
but is it fancy?
But it's not fancy at all. Like, fancy shit is like...
Money.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Like million-pound sushi.
Yeah, like, it's like that fucking... BuzzFeed.
Yeah,
thing,
it's like £10
it,
wing.
Yeah, £10 pizza versus a grand.
Yeah, would it taste better?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
usually in those videos, it's like split decision where it's just like one guy's like, yeah, no, I like the cheap stuff.
Oh yeah, because the guy who always like on the pizza one, I watched the pizza one, and they had like a $1 pizza, like a $5 pizza, and then like a $1,000 pizza, and then one of them was like, oh yeah, I like the $1,000 pizza because you know it was just amazing, it was such an experience, and the other guy was like. I like the $5 pizza. He's like, why? Because it was good.
Yeah. And they did the same with fried chicken as well. Like, they went to a fried chicken place and it was just like, oh, mate, this is quality stuff. And then they had fried chicken and caviar, like, at the end. It was, like,
why?
The last one. It's like, I mean, fancy, when I think of fancy, I think about the presentation.
Right. Yeah.
I think that all food is presented... As if it's like a fucking Michelin star.
Yeah.
It's not even
necessarily the food itself. I think a presentation in like the fucking type of restaurant it is. Like you said, the ratatouille kind of like the ambiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, of it.
Would rats be working in these restaurants?
I fucking
That's time for another question.
Yeah, like, it always baffled me how in Ratatouille, like, he made, like, the Ratatouille in, like, the fucking casserole dish, and I was like, that looks like a fucking jam, and then he forked it and plated it and did all the wee drizzle, and it looked totally different, but it was the same food.
Yeah.
And, like, you see people like Binging with Babish do that shit all the time.
They just changed the animation.
But it was still Ratatouille. It was the same animated Ratatouille.
I think it is like a thing where I'm thinking about presentation, the thing that everything is presented as if it's fucking like cardboard pizza boxes don't exist anymore because every pizza now has to come in a fucking like one of the paddles.
Yeah.
The wooden paddles, and it always comes from everyone's got a stone bake oven.
Yeah.
So we're saving the environment then?
That would be awesome because like stone baked pizza is just quality.
What if every pizza was stone baked?
Yeah.
Well, do you have any specific vision, Connell?
Not really, but because like when I think of fancy, I think of just rich people. I don't really think of like the same type of rich, but like everything. Like I don't think of chicken eggs as fancy food.
Yeah, but what if?
Yeah, I think I agree with Sean. I think the food itself wouldn't change. Like if it was like you go to a chippy at chips and cheese, the difference wouldn't be the food. It would be instead of going up to the guy behind the counter and going chips and cheese.
Chips and cheese, mate, and he's just like, hold on, finishes his fag. Yeah. And then like,
fucking stop shaving the meat off and thing. You walk into the...
Why are you shaving meat off? I ordered chips and cheese.
Other people order at this chippy, Sean. Yeah, instead of that, it would be fucking... You'd walk in and it'd all be like dimly lit. There'd be like a string quartet.
A harp player.
Yeah, and then like the big Turkish man which normally behind the counter would usher you to the seat.
Fucking bouncer outside.
Yeah, and then you'd sit down and you'd still be like in like your fucking normal clothes.
Yeah, you're trackies.
No, I like to think when you walk in you change.
Yeah, all like the no, they have like restaurants do that thing where they have like the jackets that you can rent.
So they here's the attire.
So it's just you and your trackies and your white t-shirt and then just a suit jacket. Just looking about.
Just hide your Celtic strip.
Yeah.
But it's still like £1.50.
Yeah. And they're like,
oh no, it's £1.50, but they still fucking come over with the little metal plate with the receipt and then like they fold it over and they like slide it towards you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, £1.50, okay. And then you need 50 pence on it. And it's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, and instead of saying like, oh, just keep the change, mate, you like shake their hand with like a £5 note in it.
Yeah. for £1.50 chips and cheese, you give him a £5. Mate, I would, like, if every fucking restaurant experience I had was like that, I'd be down to tip forever.
Yeah,
mate,
cool.
I went to Nando's one time, and just because, like, the food was good and the service was class, I was just like, yeah, mate, here, tenner.
Yeah.
Like, you treated me well.
Yeah, it's just nice.
You didn't kill
and
me.
And if everywhere is fancy, then you're going to tip a fiver for £1.50 chips. And then they'd come, and they'd be in a nice wee plate. Like the fucking brown sauce drizzled.
I'm thinking it's like cheese sauce as well. I'm thinking it's like multi layer cheese where it's like cheese sauce on the bottom and like sprinkled mozzarella on top.
Yeah.
So like it melts in with the heat.
Yeah, and then even like once you got it.
And he
like,
comes over with the pepper.
With pepper, he's like, yeah, you want that? And then,
salt and sauce.
Yeah. And then the guy comes over with parmesan just in case you want that little bit of tang. That little bit of tang. That's what I feel
so
like.
So do you get
like.
Wine with it?
Yeah. If you order wine.
You can also get a can of...
Drinks.
Is wine like just in the same column as like Coke and
Pepsi? Yeah, they'd have a fucking bottle of Coke and they'd like, what they do is like, they'd come over with the bottle and be like, yeah, show it. And
like, would you like a taste? Would you like a taste?
Put it in a glass and you just...
I'll have a bottle. I'll have a can.
Yeah.
Well, just comes over... Would you like it? Yes, I'll try. Have a try. That's good. One can, please.
I'm getting high syrup. bubbles.
Carbonation. Yeah.
Definitely sugar. Mm.
Lovely.
Oh, that's sweet. Where's this from?
They even go really, like in the really fancy wine place.
Oh, they fucking come over. It's just like, tonight we have a can of Coke. It was made in the Southern States of America, distributed from China. It's travelled, it's aged 5 days since its production.
And everyone's like, oh, that's a good year. 2018, five days ago.
I'll have a cola 42.
Yeah.
That's old. That's old. That's
cobwebs.
Yeah.
I have a crystal Pepsi.
I think that's what it would be like if all food was fancy.
You've not really given a concept. What's in your head right now?
I just imagine just McDonald's but a bit darker.
It's exactly the same as just no lights.
As tonally.
Stimulate.
I do like the idea of McDonald's and then instead of seeing the people with the fries through the back there's someone who's whipping up a frying pan and there's stuff moving about in it and then it catches fire every now and then.
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy's really good. Ching.
Yeah.
Waves and everything.
I like that. McDonald's but a bit darker. Come on, I know none of us really have experience with fine dining, but we've at least seen representations of it in media. Surely you know.
I just think of the SpongeBob episode where he tries to make the Krusty Krab into a fine dining restaurant.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much what happens. Yeah.
I had one experience with a restaurant that was would be fine dining. It was in St. Andrew's Square. I'd say it was fine dining. The only thing I asked for chicken satays, and I don't like peanut butter. And I was just I was covered in a peanut butter sauce. I'm like, would it be possible if I can order it without peanut butter sauce? I'm like, oh no, it comes with it. I'm like, okay, so it's made with the peanut butter sauce. Came out, it was a relish, or a garnish.
Yeah.
Garnish, one of them, the sauce. It was on top. I'm like, could you not just not put that on?
Yeah. Well, we put that on first and put everything under the
dish. Yeah. Well,
I tell you, that place was nice. It was just normal seats. But they had rugs, blankets, and furs, relax on. And they had mocha, a coffee,
a what?
Hey, is this a fancy place?
Just one of the fancy dancy everybody drinking wine places.
Why is no fancy restaurant ever brightening lit?
Again, it's sexy.
Yeah, it's meant to be sexy and romantic.
No, I can't see anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's dimly lit, I expect to see smoke everywhere.
Oh well, that said, again, I'm using my media experience. Mr. Bean's Holiday, he goes to a nice seafood restaurant, and it's pretty well lit in there.
Yeah, well, that's because it's open window type of place, but it's fancy ceilings and shit.
See, I don't think they're dimly lit. I just think every time we see them in movies, they're at night.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Candles.
Yeah, candles.
Candles at McDonald's.
Ooh.
See, McDonald's have just started introducing, table service and stuff, so it's really hard to imagine them. I'm imagining people in tuxedos, but still with the little, M, embroidered on it.
Would it be, those, swamp green tuxedos that they wear?
Yeah. Oh, they're fucking awful, man.
Yo, I've had a concept that will mess you up. We've all been thinking about McDonald's, Burger King, Five Guys, Subway.
I was just thinking that. You just go in for a sandwich, how would that be different?
Oh yeah.
I'd say it'd be a deli. Or one of those Japanese Chinese kind of.
Would it be bigger, you sit in that?
Yeah, thing? I think it would be one of the Chinese Japanese they make it in front of you type thing. So they've got the hot plate in front of them and they're just oh yeah, can I get a
6-inch BLT.
6-inch BLT, and he's you want it toasted, and you're yeah, I want it toasted, and he puts the meat on it and cheese and stuff on it, and then just flips it and shit, slams it down on the table, and he's leave that there for a minute.
It's a fucking, a cocktail.
Yeah.
What you do that for you?
Yeah,
Or every ice cream van has one of those, ice blocks in it that they,
it's they shave the ice off.
Yeah, they shave, and then, they can put whatever ingredient they want.
Yeah.
In it, it's just they pour Red Bull on it and then it becomes ice and they put it together and put it in a cone, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
All those crepe places. It's They're like the opposites. They've both got the same technology. One of them's cold, one of them's hot.
Yeah.
I know someone did that. It was like...
All this is doing is just making me hungry.
Yeah. It was like a breakfast thing. It's like, oh, mate, you'd love to have this for your breakfast. And it was someone who was essentially doing that thing for ice cream, but instead on a hot plate, as like eggs, beans and stuff, and sausage, and mashing it up, going it around, mashing it up. Puts it in bread, puts other bread on side it, flats it down, puts it on the other side, flats it down, and it's like kind of like a slice of pizza, but breakfast inside of it.
Sure.
would this affect like sweeties?
So if you go
into like a corner shop,
all
like,
food, yeah.
Can I get some magic stars? Like the guys like make it from chocolate, right?
Oh yeah, like Lindt chocolatiers.
Like, made actual stars themselves.
Yeah. They got the wee star molds and
would they prepackage that? Would they have it in like the kind of clear plastic bags that are kind of like something you'd get like a candle in and then the plastic kind
of
written like and then they're just like, oh, do you like one of them? And he's like really fiddly diddly. Like, and then
it's got like a wee like piece of card on the back that says, our Milky Way chocolate stars have been crafted by hand by the finest chocolatiers
in Britain. You just walk in and you guys paint M's on every...
Yeah, but like he's not doing it like it's like he's not grumbling or anything. Like,
no, he's only one of those big magnifying glasses.
Ah, it's an art.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Someone
like Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
You know Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
The Candyman. That's kind of what I'm imagining.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
A mixture of the Candyman and Ollivander.
Yeah,
from Harry Potter, the one guy, and he's just like, and you come in, and he goes, oh, okay, what's your name? And yeah, you talk to him, and he goes, you know what you're feeling right now? I think you need to taste rainbow here. some Skittles.
Skittles!
Like, he knows what you want, like, he feels it from your aura.
Yeah, he just talks to you for 5 minutes, and he's like, you know what? You're a Mars bar kid.
Mate, you... Okay, I'm going to redo your bit how you should have done it.
The Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you are? You're a Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, cowboy hat. How did you know?
Yeah.
Come down on a horse.
Yeah. Is he a Milky Bar?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what sweets... Is there any other, like, types of food?
I imagine that, you know, like, the fizzy, like strawberry laces or whatever, instead of like having like multiple of them in a bag, he'd have like a fucking like string of them and he'd cut them.
Yeah, like taffy.
Yeah, like cut and...
Did you tell me when?
Yeah.
Stop putting pepper on my sweets.
Cool. How the fuck would pick and mix work? Just in...
You have to make it yourself.
Ah, you're just like, can I get a jelly snake? And he starts crafting a jelly snake from
DIY.
Yeah.
You know that, how it's made.
Yeah.
Like, you go into the factory.
Yeah.
You have to get instructions with it.
Yo. How would pick and mix work? Oh, shit. Mate, I imagine it'd be, there's the sweet shop in Harry Potter, where it's kind of like, everything's like on display, and like, that's not fancy, but I imagine that every candy's kind of got its own display, and you can just pick and choose.
For a pick and mix, you'd have to, like, fall into a reserve seat.
Yeah.
it's there in advance.
It's like Saturday Night Live. There's a lotto for it, and you just have to get lucky.
I think it's like that. Like, it's got a consultancy.
Yeah.
Can I pick and mix for 5 o'clock at wherever? So I'll just see if we're available. Yeah, you can get a seat.
I imagine it's kind of like really high service. Where you're on the phone and it's just like, oh, hey, how's it going? What's your name? What have you been up to today? And you're can I just book a table?
So is there any special occasion where you want to pick and mix today?
Can I just get some of the foam bananas, please?
Can I just get some wee monkeys?
I'm just really craving something for the cinema, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because it's only
cinema food would be fun.
It's only food that's fancy, so in the cinema, the food would be fancy, but then the rest of the experience would be really normal.
The rest of it's the same.
Yeah. So you're in, like, the napkin on your, like... covering your clothes and stuff, and you've got like the nice plate, and then you walk into just a shitty Odeon.
Oh. I mean, some, like, I know Rooster Teeth talk about all the time, they've got like a cinema that does table service, like you order food at the start of the film and it comes midway through the film.
Yeah.
Like pizza and stuff.
Fuck that. That would just annoy me.
Yeah.
But also, that's the cinema experience rather than the food.
Yeah.
How would popcorn work?
Yeah. All food has to be fancy. There is fancy popcorn. Like...
But if you want something basic, like, I'm not a fan of, like, fucking, oh, we've got a Cravendale and...
But they would have to, like...
Cravendale's of milk.
They'd be like, can I just get some, like, sweet and salted popcorn? They'd have to, like, drive out, get some corn.
Yeah.
Come back, fucking make the popcorn.
I mean, like, technically...
It'd be on the cob. Popcorn. You just put it in the microwave. It'd pop.
Oh, that's not fancy.
Oh, yeah, it's not fancy.
They've got the machines, like, that pop popcorn, but that, not really fancy.
It'd be stone-baked with the pizza. I don't know.
Instead of buying, like, bottles of milk, would you have to just buy a cow? Milk, like, this is your cow now.
Milk would be, like, free-range, like, you know, specifically bred cows.
Each udder would have a different, like,
it's got
milk.
The name, name of a cow on it.
Yeah, this milk was good.
In the same way that you just like, this chocolate was picked by John. It's like, this milk was made. It's like the same pose of someone like looking over their shoulder going, hey, but it's the cow. And she's like, hey,
I'm Daisy. How's it going?
Moo. No, they wouldn't be called Daisy. That's too redneck.
Okay, it would be called Simone.
Yes,
Arlo. T-bonked.
Is that enough about fancy food?
I mean, what other fancy food would there be?
What's, like, the shittest food ever?
What, yeah, what's the bare-bones food?
Stovies.
What?
Stovies are decent.
What the fuck's that?
It's oh, you're not Scottish.
It's like soup.
It's like a soup, but imagine, you know, like, a mince pie.
Yeah.
Imagine if the mince pie had been, like, sitting out for a few days.
Got, like, potatoes and, like...
Yeah, and then you decided to just take all the filling out of the mince pie, put it with potatoes, and make, like, a stew out of it.
It's really good.
It's
like a shepherd's pie.
It's way better. No, it's different.
You could have it, because it could be, like, liquidy, like, sort of soupish, or it could be, like, more dry-ish.
Toast.
It's good, you should try it.
Toast is universal. Okay, no matter where you go, toast is always the same. Like, a fancy place can fuck up a slice of toast.
Yeah. It wouldn't be in a toaster. It'd be like...
On one of the conveyor belts that you get at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, buffets.
Can I imagine I have, like somebody just sets it on fire for a bit, like...
Yeah, like, blowtorches it.
That's the thing, you can't do that because the gas would go on the toast and it takes it. That's why toast is so specific. I think that's the thing with fancy food. If all food is fancy, toast is still the same.
And it's impossible for all food to be fancy. Because at least even if it's on the conveyor belt thing, it still comes out as toast.
Yeah.
You can't present it like there's...
You can put it on a plate, you can put a bar on it, but...
It's still toast.
Yeah, but you can't... You can just cut it in the same way. You can...
Have we cracked the code?
Guys. I think we've done it.
We've got out of the trap.
Yeet.
Yeet.
No! Well, thanks very much for listening, guys.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level.
If you want to keep up with all the things we're doing, like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at GetOnMyLevelPC. The PC stands for podcast. There's also our personal Twitters. I'm at MyKind.
I'm at Connell Wood.
And I'm at DeathCampSean.
And Sean's the only one with a nickname.
Oh. And feel free to drop us a message on any one of those forms of media, just saying whether you enjoyed an episode or not. And if you did enjoy it, leave a rating on your podcasting app. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you can keep up to date on all the episodes as they come out. Just so you know, they're bi-weekly.
And remember to stay tuned and
stay happy.
That was nice.
Fuck you.